Maybe Wolves can do more here with a good ball by McDonald over the top, and Afobe could be through, and it's 1-0. Benik Afobe's got it, and a beautiful pass by McDonald set him up. That's much more like it. McDonald saw the opportunity, and he's lobbed past. No wonder he's being congratulated by a crowd of teammates, because the chip forward from McDonald was absolutely made to measure for Benik Afobe, who drew the goalkeeper and slipped the ball past him into the corner. A fine goal, scored by Afobe, but created by McDonald. And in 21 minutes, it's Wolves 1, Rotherham 0. And almost away again here. And Afobe getting the ball from the stumbling Broadfoot and plays it to Dicko. Dicko for 2-0. Oh, lightning break from Wolves. And now they've both scored this front two with that electrifying pace. And they've completely taken Rotherham apart. Their defence can't cope with the speed of these front two. Afobe through the centre looked as though he had opportunities to go on, but he timed his pass to Dicko perfectly. Dicko sidestepped one man and then took the ball into the corner, and Wolves looking good now with two goals in 7 minutes from Afobe and Dicko, and they lead 2-0. Afobe further forward desperately wants it played quickly before Rotherham get men back. Now Afobe wants it played in. Great pass by Henry. Afobe's through one-on-one, and it's going to be a goal. Afobe has made it 3-0, and that's a real relief for Wolves. And again, on the counter-attack, they were razor sharp this time, and Henry putting in the scoring pass this time, slid it past Smallwood and found Afobe, who made it look easy to dribble his way round Colin and roll in his second goal of the match and make it Wolves 3, Rotherham 0. Sacco to take the corner on the right-hand side. Four in the penalty area for Wolves, not overly going for it. And it's flicked in, and the near post, yes! It's 4-0, Edwards. Well, Wolves stretch their lead after all the Rotherham chances. It's Wolves who score again. Sacco's corner at the near post, and Edwards darted in there with what's becoming a trademark of his, that glancing header. And the keeper on the line couldn't keep it out. It deflected off him into the roof of the net. Edwards adds to the lead with his seventh goal of the season. And it's Wolves 4, Rotherham 0. Doyle to his left and Sacco to his right, and Van La Perra's carried the ball 50 yards and he might be tempted to have a go. They've closed the ball in front of him. He's played through Sacco. The angle's tied. It's 5-0. Sacco scored. And once again, picking up the ball inside their own half and counter-attacking. Van La Perra carried the ball forward a long way, and just as it looked as though it was going to come to nothing, he played it through to Sacco. And Sacco ends his long run without a goal by firing in number 5 through the legs of the goalkeeper, Colin. And with 10 minutes to go, Wolves cruising at 5-0.
Always great, Kenny, to see the team running 5 goals at home. 4 at Huddersfield last week. You've got that real goal-scoring potential at the moment.
Yes, it is a big threat to have. I thought in the first 30 minutes we were as good as we have been for a while. We passed the ball very well. We had short passing, we had long passing. And you know, that got us into a very good lead. Great first goal from Afobe, took it very, very well from McDonald's pass. So very, very good first 30 minutes and got ourselves into a winning position. After that, probably didn't manage the game very well. Too open, quite loose with our defending and our shape as a side, and things that we have to learn from. But on the counter-attack in the second half anyway, we were very good and got further goals.
It's a remarkable weapon to have, though, isn't it? I mean, you can see how potentially in the last third of the season, in games where things are difficult, if you've got that counter-attacking threat, that could be very useful.
Well, and we need it as well to win games at this level consistently is a big thing. And you know, Rotherham test you. They put balls in your box from all over the pitch, and they have good spirit and they keep going. So we know that was going to be important. And then after that, you're finishing. When you do get into those situations and get those chances, your finishing has to be clinical, which it was today.
Certainly set you up well for this run of another 4 games, isn't it, in the next fortnight, and straight back here again on Tuesday. I take it you've not picked up any injuries or problems from today?
No, we're okay. I think that we'll have to be determined to use the squad. I think we need full energy. It's really, really important for us and to pick up wins consistently to keep the pressure on the top 6, which is looking at the moment, you know, a very good top part of the division. And, you know, we have to make sure that we keep chasing as long as we can.
Kevin Doyle appeared today. He got a big welcome from the players here and settled back in very well. Are we going to see him regularly, do you think? I mean, we know he might have left the club a couple of weeks ago.
I think we will see him. And looking at the setup of the forwards that we have, and the fact that in many of the games and at different times, we're going to need to go for it, and we're going to need to try to win games, you know, even if it opens us up a bit at different spells. So I think for Kevin, he's a right person at the moment to complement our young forwards. The move to America is still ongoing, but in the meantime, if it's right for me to play him, and it is right at the moment, then I'll play him. And as I said, he gives a natural complement to the other forwards and young forwards that we have in the fact that he'll make the ball stick. I think he can win a header, and he has experience, things that they don't necessarily have.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know he's been out of the picture here for one way or another for quite a while, but it's a very handy thing to have a guy who's played at the top level. He's played all that international football, and he's suddenly available to you and to go in the squad like that.
Yeah, and you know, I wouldn't hesitate to use him. There's nothing that showed me today that would discourage me either. You know, Kevin Doyle with one quick striker is something that can help us this year.
You're 5 points outside the playoffs. How do you view that situation at the moment with, 14 games to go?
We keep pushing, we keep competing, we keep chasing and keep the pressure on as much as we can. I think the top sides look good teams and all capable of winning games. But look, they'll all have to play each other. We have many of them to play as well. So it's going to be an interesting last third of the season. We want to keep the pressure on, we want to keep chasing as much as we can.